I think of change. I sing of the beauty of Athens without its slaves, of a world free of kings and queens and other remnants of an arbitrary past, of earth with no sharp north or deep south, without blind curtains or iron walls, of the end of warlords and armories and prisons of hate and fear, of deserts green and fruiting after the quickening rains, of the sun radiating ignorance and stars informing nights of unknowing. I think of a world reshaped.
Sun a shine, rain a fall. Sun a shine and rain a fall. The devil and him wife can't agree at all. The two of them want one fish head. The devil call him wife bonehead. She hiss her teeth, call him cockeye, greedy, worthless, and work shy. While them busy calling name, the puss walk in, say it's a shame to see a nice fish go to waste. Left with a big grin upon him face. Guinep by Olive Senior. Our mothers have a thing about guinep. Mind you don't eat guinep in your good clothes. It will stain them. Mind you don't climb guinep tree, you will fall. Mind you don't swallow guinep seed. It will grow inside you. Oh, mothers have a thing about guinep. They're secretly consuming it. A Dream of Leaving by James Berry. Man, so used to nothing. This is a dream I couldn't dream of dreaming so. I scare I might wake up. One day I would be England bound. A travel would have me on sea, not chained down below every tick of clock, but free, man, free like tourists. Never see me could a touch world of England. When from all accounts I hear that is where all we prosperity end up. I was always in a dream of leaving. My half-finished house was on land where work-laden ancestors' bones lay. The old plantation land still stretch out down to the sea, giving grazing to cattle. Naima by Camel Brathwaite. Propped against the crowded bar, he pours into the curved and silver horn his old unhappy longing for a home. The dancers twist and turn. He leans and wishes he could burn his memories to ashes, like some old notorious emperor of Rome. But no stars blazed across the sky when he was born. No wise men found his hovel. This crowded bar, where dancers twist and turn, holds all the fame and recognition he will ever earn on earth or heaven. He leans against the bar and pours his old unhappy longing in the saxophone. Ibadan by J.P. Clark Becky Dermo. Ibadan, running splash of rust and gold, flung and scattered among seven hills like broken china in the sun.
February Morning by Neil Campbell. The winter light was still to hit the window, and all my other selves were still asleep, when standing with this child in all our bareness, I found that I was a ruined bridge, or one that stood so long half-built and incomplete. At other times, I'd been a swinging gate, a freed skiff. Then his head dropped in the groove of my neck, true as a keystone, and I fixed. All stone and good use, two shores with one crossing. The morning broke, I kissed his head and stood. Had I Not Been Awake, by Seamus Heaney, read by Niall Campbell. Had I not been awake, I would have missed it. A wind that rose and whirled until the roof pattered with quick leaves off the sycamore and got me up, the whole of me a patter, alive and ticking like an electric fence. Had I not been awake, I would have missed it. It came and went so unexpectedly, and almost, it seemed, dangerously, returning like an animal to the house, a courier blast that there and then lapsed ordinary, but not ever after, and not now.
Map of the New World, Archipelagos, by Derek Walcott. At the end of this sentence, rain will begin. At the rain's edge, a sail. Slowly, the sail will lose sight of islands. Into a mist will go the belief in harbours of an entire race. The 10 years' war is finished. Helen's hair, a grey cloud. Troy, a white ashpit by the drizzling sea. The drizzle tightens like the strings of a harp. A man with clouded eyes picks up the rein and plucks the first line of the Odyssey.
Every old man I see reminds me of my father when he had fallen in love with death one time when sheaves were gathered. That man I saw in Gardner Street stumble on the curb was one. He stared at me half-eyed. I might have been his son. And I remember the musician faltering over his fiddle in Bayswater, London. He too set me the riddle. Every old man I see in October-coloured weather seems to say to me, I was once your father. Stamphead, Wedge Air, Stooge Creet, Shamermith, Flackbriars, Straker Beat. Paint Sol's Very Pale, Poor Mark, Moston Banner, Sickadilly Purchase, Pregent's Ark. Galldate, Chatton Ross, Grounds Bean, Brest Wompton, Bullam Fraudway, Garson's Preen. Lancery Chain, Man Store, Hotford Y Street, Hottenham Tail, Gradbrook Glove, Hordich Shy Street. Rattimer Lode, Hanner Mouse, Barry Lamone, Site Witty, Hagenham Deathway, State on Loan. Booting Tech, Roll Talk Glode, I'll Mend, Reverend Spooner's Trip Underground comes to an end.
Epilogue. But the purest memory is the storybook moment when we stood there, rain-drenched girls, elbow high, and for once we became the characters we penciled to paper like prayers, as she asked the question every 10-year-old soul wants to hold in her heartbeat forever. Can we be best friends? No popularity contest, no magic wish. Just two clouds of loneliness converging in a clap of thunderlight. A starlit dream to cradle us till next winter.
I'm Cyril Wong, and this is my reading of Fleur Adcock's Dragonfly. In the next life, I should like to be for one perpetual day a dragonfly, a series of blue-green flashes over Lily Tan, a contraption of steel and cellophane, whose only verbs are dart, skim, hover. One day is enough to remember.
The Sunburst by Michael Longley, read by Ian Duhigg. Her first memory is of light all around her as she sits among pillows on a patchwork quilt made out of uniforms, coat linings, petticoats, waistcoats, flannel shirts, ball gowns by mother or grandmother, 20 stitches to every inch, a flawless version of World Without End or Cathedral Window or a diamond pattern that radiates from the smallest grey square until the sunburst fades into the calico. The Sonnets by Michael Longley, read by Ian Duhigg. The soldier poet packed into his kit bag his spine protector, socks, soap, lather brush, though he was not then a regular shaver, water bottle, field dressing, gas mask, a tin of cigarettes, a gift from Princess Mary, the girl next door at Buckingham Palace, housewife, bootlaces, pull through, pay book, and the sonnets of William Shakespeare. He brushed off the mud at Passchendaele and, before going over the top, tucked away in his breast pocket the leather-bound book which stopped a bullet just short of his heart and shredded the life-saving poetry. He inhaled one of Princess Mary's woodbines. Harmonica by Michael Longley, read by Ian Duhigg. A Tommy drops his harmonica in no man's land. My dad, like old Anaximenes, breathes in and out through the holes and reeds and finds his melody. Our souls are air. They hold us together. Listen, a music hall favourite lasts until the end of time. My dad is playing it. His breath contains the world. The wind is playing an orchestra of harmonicas.
Free, written and read by Merle Collins. Born free, to be caught and fashioned and shaped, and freed to wander within a caged dream of tears. Like a Beacon, a poem by Grace Nichols, read by Merle Collins. In London, every now and then I get this craving for my mother's food. I leave art galleries in search of plantain, saltfish, sweet potatoes. I need this link. I need this touch of home. Swinging my bag like a beacon against the cold.
History and Away by Andrew Salke. What we do with time and what time does with us is the way of history spun down around our feet. So we say today that we meet our Caribbean shadow just as it follows the sun away into the curve of tomorrow. In fact, our sickle of islands and continental strips are mainlands of time with our own marks on them, yesterday, today, and tomorrow. A Song for England by Andrew Salke. And I saw the rain a fall, and I saw the snow a rain, and I saw the fog a fall, and I saw the sun a fail, and I saw the seasons mix, and I saw the bag of tricks, but I saw me understand the misery of the Englishman.
I'm spending my way out of a recession. The road chokes on delivery vans. I used to be just looking round. I used to be, how much, and have you got it in beige? Now I devour whole stores, high-speed spin, giant size, chunky gold, deluxe springing things. I drag them round me into a stockade. It is dark inside, but my credit cards are incandescent. Stations. As he travels home on the Northern Line, he is reviewing his marriage. When he used to tell her that he loved her, it was certainly true. But now the words, though they still fulfill a useful and ceremonial purpose, have lost some of their resonance, as in Baron's Court or St. John's Wood or the beautiful Shepherd's Bush.
The Thunderbolts Training Manual by Danielle Hope. Choose a soporific afternoon, a sunbather's doze, Saturday papers abandoned. Smell suntan oil among rhododendrons, drone of bee and walkman. Circle a breeze about marshy thighs. Cloud the sky. Start far off, slowly. Observe how sheep know better. Set their rumps to the wind. Enjoy sound, a long peal, a blast of cathedral bells crash. Enjoy light flashed on dark, newspapers speared on the rosebush. Relish the sunbathers scatter. Listen to dogs bark and bark and bark. Send a drop of rain. Send a canyon of rain.
Mysteries by Danny Absey. At night, I do not know who I am. When I dream, when I am sleeping. Awakened, I hold my breath and listen. A thumbnail scratches the other side of the wall. At midday, I enter a sunlit room to observe the lamp light on for no reason. I should know by now that few octaves can be heard, that a vision dies from being too long stared at, that the whole of recorded history even is but a little gossip in a great silence. That a magnesium flash cannot illuminate for one single moment the invisible. I do not complain. I start with the visible and am startled by the visible.
Misty, how I love the dark wave music of a sun's eclipse you can't see for cloud. The saxophonist playing Misty in the High Street outside Barclays, accompanied by mating calls sparked off in a Jaguar alarm. The way you're always there where I'm thinking, or several beats ahead. So we'll go no more a-roving. By Lord Byron. So we'll go no more a-roving so late into the night, though the heart be still as loving and the moon be still as bright. For the sword outwears its sheath and the soul wears out the breast, and the heart must pause to breathe and love itself have rest. Though the night was made for loving, and the day returns too soon. Yet we'll go no more a-roving by the light of the moon.
The Lake Island of Innisfree by William Butler Yeats. I will arise and go now and go to Innisfree, and a small cabin build there of clay and wattles made. 9 bean rows will I have there, a hive for the honey bee, and live alone in the bee loud glade. And I shall have some peace there, for peace comes dropping slow, dropping from the vales of the morning to where the cricket sings. There midnight's all a glimmer, and noon a purple glow, an evening full of the linnet's wings. I will arise and go now, for always night and day I hear lake water lapping with low sounds by the shore, while I stand on the roadway or on the pavement's gray, I hear it in the deep heart's core. The World by Henry Vaughan. I saw eternity the other night, like a great ring of pure and endless light, all calm as it was bright, and round beneath it time and hours, days, years, driven by the spheres, like a vast shadow mood in which the world and all her train were hurled.
For my wife, reading in bed. I know we're living through all the dark we can afford. Thank goodness then for this moment's light, and you holding the night at bay. A hint of frown, those focused hands, that open book. I'll match your inward quiet breath for breath. What else do we have but words and their absences to bind and unfasten the knotwork of the heart, to remind us how mutual and alone we are, how tiny and significant. Whatever it is you're reading now, my love, read on. Our lives depend on it. This Moment by Evan Boland. A neighbourhood at dusk. Things are getting ready to happen out of sight. Stars and moths and rinds slanting around fruit. But not yet. One tree is black. One window is yellow as butter. A woman leans down to catch a child who has run into her arms this moment. Stars rise. Moths flutter. Apples sweeten in the dark. From March 79 by Thomas Transtromer. Tired of all who come with words, words but no language, I went to the snow-covered island. The wild does not have words. The unwritten pages spread themselves out in all directions. I come across the marks of roe deer's hooves in the snow. Language, but no words. A Private Life by John Burnside. I want to drive home in the dusk of some late afternoon. The journey slow, the tractors spilling hay, the land immense and bright like memory. The pit towns, smudges of graphite, their names scratched out for good, Lumphinans, Kelty. I want to see the darkened rooms, the cups and wireless sets, the crimson lamps across the playing fields, the soft men walking home through streets and parks, and quiet women coming to their doors then turning away, their struck lives
gathered around them. 1915, I Know the Truth, Give Up All Other Truths, by Marina Tsvetaeva. I know the truth, give up all other truths. No need for people anywhere on earth to struggle. Look, it is evening. Look, it's nearly night. What do you speak of, poets, lovers, generals? The wind is level now. The earth is wet with dew. The storm of stars in the sky will turn to quiet. And soon, all of us will sleep under the earth, we who never let each other sleep above it.
Packing for America, My Father in Tabriz, 1960. He can't take his mother in the suitcase, the smell of Khoresh in the air, her spice box too tall to fit. Nor will it close when he folds her sajada into its corners. He can't bring the way she rose and blew out the candles at supper's end, rolled up the oilcloth, marked the laying out of beds, the beginning of night. He knows the slap of her sandals across the tiles will fade. He tosses photographs into the case, though not one shows her eyes. Instead, she covers her mouth with her hand as taut, looks away. He considers strapping the samovar to his back like a child's bag, a lifetime measured in tea from its belly. Finally, he takes her tulip tea glass, winds a chador around its body, leaves the gold rim peeking out like a mouth that might tell him where to go, what is coming next.
There Is No Rose of Such Virtue by Sujata Bhatt. There is no rose of such virtue. An old gardener plants a rosary of garlic around the rose bushes. And the sun on the high windows makes the song softer, softer, a hum in his ears. There is no rose of such virtue. While the odors from the dug-up earth cling to the air, and the wind leaves no boundaries between the scent of roses and the scent of garlic.
This is Marjorie Lotfy reading Love After Love by Derek Walcott. Love after love. The time will come when, with elation, you will greet yourself arriving at your own door, in your own mirror, and each will smile at the other's welcome and say, sit here, eat. You will love again the stranger who was yourself. Give wine, give bread, give back your heart to itself, to the stranger who has loved you all your life, whom you ignored for another year, who knows you by heart. Take down the love letters from the bookshelf, the photographs, the desperate notes. Peel your own image from the mirror. Sit, feast on your life. This is Marjorie Lotfy reading Come and Be My Baby by Maya Angelou. Come and be my baby. The highway is full of big cars going nowhere fast, and folks is smoking anything that'll burn. Some people wrap their lives around a cocktail glass, and you sit wondering where you're going to turn. I got it. Come and be my baby. Some prophets say the world is going to end tomorrow, but others say we've got a week or two. The paper is full of every kind of blooming horror, and you sit wondering what you're gonna do. I got it. Come and be my baby.
Hello, I'm Helen Ivory, and this is my poem on the underground. The Square of the Clockmaker. When the last train left, the tunnel rolled the train track back into its mouth and slept. Clocks unhitched themselves from the made-up world of timetables and opened wide their arms. And in the square of the clockmaker, a century of clocks turned their faces to the sun. This is a poem by Charles Simic. Empires. My grandmother prophesied the end of your empires, oh fools. She was ironing. The radio was on. The earth trembled beneath our feet. One of your heroes was giving a speech. Monster, she called him. There were cheers and gun salutes for the monster. I could kill him with my bare hands, she announced to me. There was no need to. They were all going to the devil any day now. Don't go blabbering this to anyone, she warned me and pulled my ear to make sure I understood. This is a poem by Carol Ann Duffy. Prayer. Some days, although we cannot pray, a prayer utters itself. So a woman will lift her head from the sieve of her hands and stare at the minim sung by a tree. A sudden gift. Some nights, although we are faithless, the truth enters our hearts, that small familiar pain. Then a man will stand stock still, hearing his youth in the distant Latin chanting of a train. Pray for us now, grade one piano scales, console the lodger looking out across a Midlands town. Then dusk, and someone calls a child's name as though they named their loss. Darkness outside, inside the radio's prayer. Ruckel, Marlin, Dogger, Finisterre.
BOM, Mumbai Airport. This far east, your thoughts are the edge of the world. It will not be the last time that you walk through a door hoping to return. From your cabin window, heat sweats off the tarmac. Think of this space like a tree without branches, or a wind that hides itself till you show your face. You are not alone. You have my voice. This is the wind, and there is my face. The man next to you will wake from his dream with the sound turned low. Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 3 to 7. What profit hath a man of all his labor which he taketh under the sun? One generation passeth away, and another generation cometh. But the earth abideth forever. The sun also ariseth, and the sun goeth down, and hath us to his place where he arose. The wind goeth toward the south, and turneth away unto the north. It whirleth about continually, and the wind returneth again according to his circuits. All the rivers run into the sea, yet the sea is not full. Unto the place from whence the rivers come, thither they return again. Wedding by Alice Oswald. From time to time, our love is like a sail. And when the sail begins to alternate from tack to tack, it is like a swallowtail. And when the swallow flies, it's like a coat. And if the coat is yours, it has a tear, like a wide mouth. And when the mouth begins to draw the wind, it is like a trumpeter. And when the trumpet blows, it blows like millions. And this, my love, when millions come and go, beyond the need of us, it's like a trick. And when the trick begins, it's like a toe, tiptoeing on a rope, which is like luck. And when the luck begins, it's like a wedding, which is like love, which is like everything. Rain Travel by W.S. Merwin. I wake in the dark and remember, it is the morning when I must start. By myself, on the journey, I lie listening to the black hour before dawn, and you are still asleep beside me, while around us the trees full of night lean, hushed in their dream that bears us up asleep and awake. Then I hear drops falling one by one into the sightless leaves, and I do not know when they began, but all at once there is no sound but rain, and the stream below us roaring away into the rushing darkness. Manson by Edward Kamau Braithwaite. Summon now the kings of the forest, horn of the elephant, mournful call of the elephant. Summon the emirs, kings of the desert, horses, caparisoned, beaten, gold, bent, archers and cries, porcupine arrows, bows bent. Recount now the gains and the losses. Agade's Kakato El Hassan, dead in his tent, the silks and the brasses, the slow, wary tent of our journeys down slopes, dry river courses, land of the lion, land of the leopard, elephant, country, tall grasses, thick prickly herbs. Blow, elephant, trumpet, summon the horses, dead horses, our losses, the bent, slow bow of the Congo, the watering Niger.